So today I want to preach a message entitled Filled Up. Everyone say filled up, please. If you have your Bibles, turn to Ephesians chapter 5. Ephesians chapter 5. I'm going to read verse 18 through 20. For those who have your Bible, go and turn there. And those who don't, you can follow me on the screen. Ephesians chapter 5 is an interesting chapter. We usually use this chapter, rightfully so, to talk about marriage because the last half of it is really clear. It empowers men in their role in the home. It empowers women in their role in the home. It talks about the mystery of marriage. So it has great content. What's interesting about this whole part of the chapter about marriage, it starts off by saying, submit one to another. No one said amen on that, but that's a good... That's how it starts off. The first half of the chapter, the Apostle Paul is giving us insights to live for God. He's giving us insights on how we should live our life. And this is one of them in verse 18. This is a challenge, but I want to tie this in to something deeper. He says, don't be drunk with wine because that will ruin your life. Notice, instead, be filled with the Holy Spirit. Singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs among yourselves. I like the phrasing here. And making music to the Lord in your hearts. And give thanks for everything to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you for this third worship experience. All those watching in recovery centers right now. All those watching online. All those receiving live Spanish translation. All those in this room. We're honored today. We ask you for more Holy Spirit. Please receive our worship and let your presence intensify during our time together. I pray that we're kept safe in this moment as we go about our week, and I pray that all of us would lay down resistance, set aside distraction. We would lean in and listen, receive, and apply daily what we hear today. And we give you the praise in Jesus' name, everyone said. Amen. I want to make this practical as much as I can, but I want to start off with an interesting, and this is not the point of the message, but I want to just take a few moments to set this up appropriately because it's biblical. But he says here, don't be drunk with wine because it will ruin your life. Instead, be filled with the Spirit. It's interesting, he's comparing being filled with the Spirit to intoxication. In Acts chapter 2, when the Holy Spirit was poured out on God's people, it was 120. When that happened, people around that house said, are these people drunk at 9 in the morning? So there was something that was happening outwardly in their expression supernaturally that caused other people to think they were drunk. So it's interesting that there's this connection. This verse speaks to me. Obviously, I want to hit this and then I want to go to something deeper. This speaks to me on the idea of searching. That everyone in this room and online, to me, every human alive and who will be alive and who was alive, has this searching that we do. Because when we're born, all of us are born with a God-sized hole in our life that only God can fill. The challenge is, nothing wrong with having that hole. It's a part of being a human. The problem is when we search to fill that gap with other things. And when that happens, we get in trouble because nothing is going to satisfy our life or fill us up like God. Now, in this verse, the Apostle Paul is addressing being drunk. And he's saying, do not be drunk with wine. It will ruin your life. Instead, be filled with the Spirit. So let's stop here. This message is not about alcohol, but I want to say the Bible's clear about not being drunk. That's a sin. The Bible's not clear about people's temperament with alcohol to maybe be able to have a glass of wine or a beer and not get drunk. And to me, balanced scripture, that has to be between you and God. That's how we handle it here. I'll say for me, because I do want to speak to for my conviction and my wife, Summer, both of us in our families have seen alcoholism kill people. Ruin families, and take people out. So I want you to know, I hate alcohol. I hate it because I've seen what it did to my 48-year-old cousin when he lost his life to alcoholism. And so personally, I don't drink a thing. Summer doesn't drink. I don't judge you if you do. That's between you and the Lord. I'm telling you today that I do this because I want to keep myself safe. If, I would say this, if your family, even if yourself, has tendencies of addiction, or if alcoholism is in your family, I would ask you to consider talking to God, and maybe you live alcohol-free. Because what we don't want to do is get on a slippery slope and see how far we can go and not get in trouble. Because how many know, once you get on the slope, you're not going up, you're going down. And I've gone down before. How about you? And so I've learned to stay clear and clean and be safe rather than sorry. But today is not really about that topic. Today is really about being filled with the Holy Spirit. Your situation, my situation, I'm not tempted with alcohol, but I'm tempted with other things. So Paul is addressing alcohol in terms of being drunk, but others of us in this room and online, maybe it's money. Maybe it's sex. Maybe it's power and control issues, playing games with people as adults, living in anger, living for approval. We can just keep going down the list. I'm not going to belabor this, but I think all of us understand that some of us, we're leaning and we're searching, and whatever our vice is, that's what we're reaching for, and we're trying to get ourselves filled up. The problem is that anytime we have a quick fix, whether it's through whatever means, quick fixes can satisfy us for a moment, but leave us worse after the fact. Have you been there before? But God doesn't want to give us quick fixes. God wants to give us sustainability for decades and be filled up with his Spirit. The famous song by the band U2, "I Still Haven't Found What I'm Looking For," is reality. But when you and I find Jesus, we have found the treasure of great price, the pearl of great price. We have found the meaning of our life. And God wants to fill us with the Holy Spirit. Why are we searching? And to me, the searching of our soul proves that God is real, because the Bible says that all of us are born with eternity on our mind. And all of us are born with this God-sized hole that only God can fill. And that proves to us that God is real, because it doesn't matter if we have a lot of stuff or a little stuff. Why is it not enough? Why are we not satisfied with what we have, especially in this country? Why are we not satisfied with what we have? Because it shows there's something in us that's not fulfilled. And when you and I get God, we can be fulfilled. And yet you and I have to be filled with the Holy Spirit every day on a continual basis to have that peace and contentment. I'm speaking to Christians right now. All of us, I need more of the Holy Spirit every single day. Fill me up, Holy Spirit. If you're not a Christ follower, receive Jesus today. And then let the Holy Spirit fill you up. This is the secret of life. It's through Jesus that you and I can be filled. Now, why are we searching? We're searching because we have this gap in our soul that only God can fill. Then we're searching on top of that gap because we have stress, we have tension, we have disappointment, we have difficulties, we have hurt feelings, we have wounds, we have trauma, we have junk, and so we're reaching, trying to fulfill it, but I'm telling you, God is the answer for our soul. And God didn't cause the mess in our life, but he will redeem the mess. He didn't cause the pain, but he will redeem the pain. He didn't cause the trauma, but he will heal the trauma. And the Holy Spirit can do more than Jack Daniels. And the Holy Spirit can do more than a marijuana blunt. And the Holy Spirit can do more than illicit sex. And the Holy Spirit can do more than chasing money as your God. And the Holy Spirit can do more than living in revenge and living in anger and trying to get back at people. And the Holy Spirit can do more than having a million followers on Facebook or Instagram. The Holy Spirit is what we need. And when we're filled with the Spirit, man, I feel like preaching. When we're filled with the Spirit, our life's not perfect, but our life will be fulfilled. When you and I are filled with the Holy Spirit, we're not left with the hangover. We're not left with feeling guilty and feeling bad and feeling empty and feeling shamed. Giving ourselves to someone that's not our spouse and being empty after the fact. Shooting up, smoking up, chasing the dollar, chasing whatever. Not ever getting what we want. We don't have to live that way. The Holy Spirit can fill us up and intoxicate you and I. It's interesting. The Holy Spirit can be our intoxicant. And the Holy Spirit can give us peace, joy, love, healing, meaning, purpose, protection. And instead of not measuring up and feeling shame, you and I can be free from shame and feel like we're all that we need to be in the sight of God because of his unconditional love. How many want that? I know I do. That's what all of us want. That's what the atheists want. That's what everyone wants. But the devil tempts us to fill this void with temporal things that hurt us. But the Holy Spirit wants to fill us. I want to say this before I move on, that the Holy Spirit is both a personal thing and a communal thing. Meaning I can't fill you with the Holy Spirit. That's God's job. But our role individually is to open our heart to God and let God fill us with the Holy Spirit. So it's individually based and it's communal. When I come to church, just when we had this great worship, Pastor Candace led us in encouragement. When you got greeted, got coffee, all this, you came to church. We're honored, so honored you're here. There's more happening in this place and online than what we feel. Really, I'm gonna use the word supernatural. The supernatural things are happening right now in your life by being with other people worshiping God. And Jesus made up the church, not a person. Jesus created the church. And when you and I are a part of a community, the Holy Spirit is activated in our life in really a deeper way. It's both individually based and communally based. And when you and I let God do that, both, we're better for it. You don't have to go to church to go to heaven. But if you want to have heaven on earth, you got to be a part of a local church. And God will heal you and I through church hurt, distrust, or dysfunction. And we're not perfect here, but we want to be healthy. And you and I can grow through that and be a part of something bigger than ourselves and let God move in our lives. So I just want to just say something real quick because we want to be strategic with the downtown campus and where we're going. So I want to say that. I want to invite you, if you're not a part, to be a part of City Church. You're welcomed here. We love people, build family, and lead to destiny. You're a part. You can be a part of something bigger than yourself. And today, we are having Next Steps, which is really our way to get to know you and answer any of your questions and help you find your niche and your place, if you want that, to help you thrive and grow. And so if you have 45 minutes to an hour after this worship experience, please go to the Next Steps room and be a part of Next Steps and see how you can be a part here, because the Holy Spirit filling us up is individually based and it's communal. Can someone say amen? The question is, how do you get filled with the Holy Spirit? How do you get filled up? Because the Apostle Paul goes, practical, don't be drunk. Then he says, be filled with the Spirit. That's really ambiguous, kind of really spiritual. Then he goes back to the practical and he says, sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs and give thanks. So I want to show you, this is how you and I can be filled with the Spirit and do what the Apostle Paul is telling us to do by the Holy Spirit. How do you get drunk? It's not a trick question. How do you get drunk? You drink. How do you drink? How do you drink? You open your mouth. You guys are straight A students. We're going somewhere in this church. Come on, you open your mouth and you drink and you get drunk. You ingest alcohol and your body responds to it. When you are filled with the Spirit, it's the same principle. You open your mouth and you do something. Now, you don't sit there and do this. If you do that here, someone's gonna smack you and say, that's weird. It's not what he's talking about. We don't get filled with the Spirit by coming to church and doing this. What if you're married and you look up to your wife and you just did this? How would that go for you? Not too good. Every day I tell Summer, I love you. You're beautiful to me. I call her sweets or babe. And I'm filling my wife up on a marital level with my words. We do this all the time with our words, and to be filled with the Spirit, to be intoxicated, I'm gonna say it this way, to be intoxicated with the Holy Spirit is to open our mouth and give God something. And when we do, God fills us with the Spirit. What did Paul say here in this passage? Let's just preach right from the Bible, because that's what we should do, and that's what we do every weekend. Can we do that? Here's what the Apostle Paul said. Be filled with the Spirit. How? Singing to the Lord. Singing to the Lord in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Now, right now in this message, in the room and online, someone's saying, okay, I'm not musical. This doesn't apply to me. I'm not emotional. It doesn't apply to me. I worship in whatever way I want to worship. I think that can be true. But, or I don't like this music, or my music style is this. I'm going to worship in these settings, not in this setting. And if you notice, we make those excuses, but all those excuses are about us and nothing about God. And the problem that we have at times is we resist worshiping God because we're making it about how we sound, how we look, what we're comfortable with, what we like, what we don't like, what music we like, what church we like, what style we like, and we make it all about us, and we're inhibited to worship our Creator. But folks, I challenge you today to not make excuses at any level on this topic, because we are here because God, I believe, caused us to be in our mother's womb. We are here by God's design, by His purpose, and we are created to praise the Lord. The Bible says, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. That means the cardinal praises the Lord. The blue jay praises the Lord. The eagle praises the Lord. The snake, no, not him. The turtle praises the Lord. Not the shark, but the whales praise. No, I'm just kidding. Let everything that has breath. Well, I don't know about that. That just sounds funny. No, that's true. That's the Bible. And they're praising the Lord, and you and I can sing to the Lord. I challenge us to not make it about us. Let's make it about Him. Let's get filled with the Spirit and do what the Bible says and sing to the Lord. And so the Bible gives us a break because the Bible says make a joyful noise. Some of us just make a noise. But we relegate this, what I'm talking about right now. This is what Paul said in this passage. We relegate this to church styles and different things. And I want to challenge us all to grow past that, and that we make this about God, and that we get comfortable by opening our heart and worshiping God. Psalms. He says, worship Him in psalms, hymns, spiritual songs. Psalms, or the book of Psalms, we read it. There's 150 of them. All of those are songs. When David wrote Psalms 23 in the field, being a shepherd for his father, he sung that to the Lord. In fact, I love Psalm 61. My mom used to do worship when I was a kid, and she used to sing Psalm 61. Hear my cry, O God. Attend unto my prayer. From the end of the earth, I will cry unto you. And when my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. So you can go home and grab a psalm and sing it. I know that's kind of weird, but I'm just telling you, Paul said, sing psalms. Then he says, sing hymns. Now, when Paul wrote this, hymns at almost 2,000 years ago were different than hymns today. Hymns today would be Amazing Grace, How Great Thou Art, Great is Thy Faithfulness, songs like that. And you know, I love the Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch. Yeah. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. And if you want to put a little hot sauce on it, you go, Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. You know what I'm talking about? That's a little hot sauce on it. All right? That's a hymn. But hymns aren't frozen in time to be just those. Hymns happen over and over again. So I can go back 20 years, and to me, there's another hymn called Shout to the Lord. That's a great anthem for the church. How about this one? Some of you know this one. This is another hymn that happened about, 20 some years ago. How great is our God? Sing with me, how great is our God? And all will see how great is our God. That's a modern day hymn. So don't get stubborn. Well, these are only hymns. No, hymns keep evolving over time. And we can sing new stuff. But the beautiful thing is, you don't have to have, and I love Hillsong, I love Elevation Worship, I love Maverick City, I love them all. But I'm going to tell you, I don't have to have them lead me in worship. I can sing to the Lord psalms and hymns, right? They can lead me, but I don't need them to lead me. I can sing them all. And then I can sing spiritual songs. That means you just make them up. And man, I've walked around my house and just made up songs. And by the end of it, I was crying and weeping, letting God touch me. So that sounds weird. You do weird stuff in the bathroom all the time, looking in the mirror, talking to yourself. I'm telling the truth right now. Why is it weird to worship God? Why would it be weird to make up spiritual songs? Why is it strange to sing out loud in church? Why is it strange to make a joyful noise, whether you can sing or not? This is a big deal for me to sing in front of you because my wife and mom tell me I can't sing. I asked my daughter, can I sing, Kendall? And she said, kinda. I said, I'm giving you some ice cream, girl. Come on, let's go, because you just lied to me. Sing to the Lord psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Please don't make this about you. Please make it about God and be filled with the Spirit. And let the Lord move in your life. We are moved by music. Music moves us. Hollywood knows this. How many have seen The Notebook? I saw a guy back there going to do this. And some of you are like, is that okay in church? All right, there's a scene in it, the last scene. Allie comes up to the house. She's choosing between two guys. She chooses Noah. She drives up in her car. Noah hears it. He comes out on the front porch on the upper level. He has a blanket around him. His hair is all disheveled like Hollywood does. He looks down, kind of look at the, she looks up with her suitcases. He runs down the stairs. He runs out. She grabs him. And they live forever. Now that scene wouldn't matter if there wasn't music. But Hollywood knows what they're doing. And so they put in na, 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 na. And by the end of it, you're crying. And some of you guys are like, I'm not emotional. I don't cry. You're lying right now because you. My contacts. Don't tell me you're not musical because all of us are musical. And I don't like musicals. But we're all musical. You know why? Because music motivates us. It moves us. And movies use this and we feel the scene. We feel it. And it kind of draws us in. Even you go to basketball games for IU and they start off with the old lady doing the broom. How many have been to an IU basketball game? And they start off with this video montage, and she's whistling the IU fight song, but she's just an old lady just doing the hallway, doing the broom. By the end of it, what is it? Music just moves us. So you are musical. It doesn't matter if you can sing or not. You were created to praise the Lord, and I'm preaching about being filled with the Holy Spirit. And you and I can be filled with the Holy Spirit when you and I move in the presence of God and we just begin to sing. Sing at church, sing at home, sing in the shower, sing on the way to church or on the way to work. and let the Holy Spirit fill you up, that when you sing a song out of your heart, when you sing worship songs, when you sing to the Lord, it does something. In fact, after the first worship experience, our staff, Ada, she came up to me and she said, did you know, PD, that the vagus nerve in your body, that when you sing, the vagus nerve is it ignites and it lowers stress level in people's bodies when they start singing. God's a genius, folks. I said, God's a genius. And you can worship in your bathroom doing your hair. You can worship washing the dishes. You can worship on the way to work and be filled with the Spirit. Now, not every day you're going to feel the heebie-jeebies. Not every day you're going to feel God, but you keep on singing to the Lord and you're filling yourself up. I'm laying down alcohol. I'm laying down marijuana. I'm laying down quick things. I'm laying down this. I'm laying down that. I'm going to choose to be filled with the Spirit, and I can be filled with the Spirit by singing to the Lord and lifting up my voice. And what's amazing is sometimes, I'm not hating on you, but I'm challenging you. Can I challenge you? What's amazing is we go to concerts and sporting events and people respond as the Bible tells us to respond to Him. When someone and I went to go see Journey, they had this, they had all these songs, and then they played their, you know, their flagship songs, Faithfully, Open Arms, and Don't Stop Believing, and the lights went out. Everyone's standing. And all of a sudden, a spotlight comes. He starts playing the guitar, Neil does, for Faithfully. And everyone, you know what they all do? I should have recorded it. Literally. Start raising their hands. Some of them, I had five guys around me on FaceTime with the girlfriend trying to sing Faithfully to the girlfriend. I'm forever yours, Faithfully. Weird. Beyonce concert, same thing. Comes out, does her, you know, all the single ladies, whatever she sings, all the single ladies. Am I lying? Garth Brooks, George Strait, all my exes live in Texas. Watch 8 Mile. Everyone in the 313, put your hands up now and follow me. What? And what do they do? Put your hands up in the air and wave them like you just don't care. So all those rappers, they all do it too. They're doing what the Bible tells us. The Bible says, make a joyful noise. The Bible says, lift up holy hands. The Bible says, clap your hands. The Bible says, shout to God with the voice of triumph. The Bible says, sing a new song to the Lord. If they can do it for Beyonce, how come you and I can't do it for our God? We're talking about the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. I don't want to be filled up with nonsense. I want to be filled with the Holy Spirit from the inside of my body, moving on the outside of my body. And when I sing to the Lord at church or at home, I can be filled with the Holy Spirit. Here's the second thing, real quick. The second thing is, he says, sing to the Lord, and then he says, thank the Lord. Everyone say, thank the Lord. This is so practical, folks. You and I can be filled with the Holy Spirit by singing to the Lord. And I know that's awkward. I know it is. It was awkward for me to sing to you and imitate George Strait and Beyonce all in one service. Come on now, somebody. And reenact Notebook. I mean, I'm working it up here. Come on now, give me a break. Hallelujah. All right. All right. Singing to the Lord. And then he says, thanking the Lord. Man, when you and I give thanks to God, our spirit's lifted. When you and I choose to be a half full person, our attitude changes. Our attitude is lifted up. I've said this so many times, and I want to say it again. Please, if you don't have this, go home today and begin to write a thank you God list. And just begin to, you know, just write down the things God has done. And then when you remember something, write it, you know, add to it. Then when God does something new, add to it. Because when you thank God, it lifts your spirit and you get filled with the Spirit. It's what the Bible says. You and I get filled with the Spirit by thanking God. When I just wake up and thank God for who He is, you just thank Him for the small things. And so you and I can sing to the Lord and we can thank the Lord. So here's a list that I wrote today when I got to church. Today I'm thankful for Jesus. I'm thankful for my wife, Summer. I'm thankful for David, Adrian, Zayden, and Kendall. Man, I'm thankful to be alive. I'm thankful to be forgiven. I'm thankful to be in church. I'm thankful to have God
I'm thankful for creation. I thank God for the blue jay and the cardinal and the mother deer that was in my yard last night. I give God praise for the mountains and the ocean. I give God praise for the clouds and the sun and the moon, because my God made it. I thank God for my family. I thank God for my testimony. I've been through tests. I shouldn't be here today. Can you understand what I'm saying? I went through tears and I almost failed the test, but God got me through the test. And now I have a testimony. So I thank God for the testimony. And I thank God for heaven, because my family's there. My grandparents are there. My aunt and my uncle are there. And one day when I die, I'm going there too. And I'm going to see Jesus face to face. We all live twice. We live right now. And you live somewhere for eternity. And if you're born again, you're going to heaven. You're going to see God. You're going to live in a place that's not a myth. It's a real city whose builder and maker is God. I'm laying down alcohol. I'm laying down marijuana. I'm laying down greed. I'm laying down pride. I'm laying down revenge. I'm laying down lust. I'm laying down religion. I'm laying down my past. I'm laying down my shame. I choose to be filled with the Holy Spirit. I'm filled with the Spirit. I sing to Him and I'm filled with the Spirit. I thank Him and I'm filled with the Spirit. And I'm changed by the power. Come on, stand to your feet and do it right now. Come on, begin to sing to the Lord. Sing with the worship team. Begin to praise God. Let's go, sing it, guys.
worship right now.
How many feel Jesus today? I feel him in this place. Feels good to be in the presence of God. Now listen, obviously the atmosphere here is electric with the Holy Spirit. We're here together, you online. Hey, we're not gonna have this in our home tomorrow morning, but you don't need this to be filled with the Spirit. So understand, I understand, we're not gonna have Stephen in our house tomorrow morning. If the only reason he is in your house, it's kind of weird, you know? Kind of like, what are you doing here right now, right? But you can still sing and worship God. And you can still give God thanks. Folks, it takes me 20 seconds to read through 28 things God has done for me. 20 seconds. And every time, I'm better for it. We're not talking about hours, we're talking about 25 seconds. You can do this with me. You can sing to the Lord, and you can begin to thank the Lord every day. Some days are better than others. I have bad days and good days too. But I've learned to reach up to Jesus and choose to be filled with the Spirit. And you can do that by just putting into practice what the Bible says. And the Holy Spirit will fill you. And you will never go back to where you've come from. I'm gonna lead you here. This is how God works. Today, a gentleman came at the first worship experience. Pastor Seth met him in the foyer, in the lobby. We got Pastor Randy. He had alcohol in his backpack. And he said, I came today. He didn't know what I was preaching. He said, I came today to stop drinking. And he said, I brought my alcohol because he said, I got to give it away, give it to somebody so I don't touch it anymore. And so we took him off to a room. He gave, of course, we threw the alcohol away. We prayed over him. His journey's not done, but today it's beginning. He's laying down what he's searching for, and now he's searching for Jesus. That just happened a couple hours ago. So alcohol could be it. Alcohol is not it for me, but it is other things. And I have to be filled with the Spirit every day, and so do you. And you and I can do it when we just do these two very practical things. And God is faithful. Can someone say amen today? Come on, God is faithful. Go ahead and bow your heart and bow your head to heaven, please, in the room and online. We're not here to embarrass you, but we are here to help you. You would say today, Pastor Dave, I've never received Jesus in my life. That Romans 10, 9 and 10, that means you've never confessed. Your belief has never led to confession out loud, Jesus saved me. If you've never done that, I pray today you do it. Others of us maybe would say, I have done that, but I've drifted from God and I need to come back to God. I need to get right with God. I don't have peace with God today. And so if you find yourself in one of those two places and you know you need Jesus, right now as your head and heart are bowed, shoot your hand up. I want to pray for you to receive Christ. God bless you. Excellent. Good. God bless you. God bless you. Good. God bless you. Thank you. God bless you. Excellent. Thank you. In the back, thank you. So many people. That's so great. God bless you today in the back. Come on, give them a hand. People coming to Jesus today. And then how many would say today, Pastor Dave, man, I know that void, man, I'm searching to fill it with the wrong thing. And some of those things may not be bad. Like money's not bad, right? Different things aren't bad. Hobbies are, it's not bad, but it's just out of order. Other things are bad. And you would say, I need to let God fill me up. I want the Holy Spirit to fill me and lay down whatever that is. If that's you today, go ahead and raise your hand. I want to pray fill up all over this room and online. Thank you. Hands up all over. Thank you. Follow me so no one's left out and say, Lord Jesus, I'm yours. Save me. For anything wrong in my life, I turn away from that. And I say yes to you. And by the power of the Holy Spirit, I choose to be filled up with you. I choose you. I lay down whatever it is, and I grab onto you. In the name of Jesus, amen. Can we give Jesus a great praise today for all the people that came to Christ?